All three of us get to hang next weekend together when we compete in the Olympic Peninsula Salmon Derby. And, of course, none other than Dan Tatum joining us now, the chairman of the Olympic Peninsula Salmon Derby. How you doing there, Dan the man?
Hey, good morning to all three of you guys today. And first of all, congratulations to Rob and his wife and that new little baby girl.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, it's been fun so far. We're 1 week into it, and we're still kicking. So,
well, nothing beats a new little baby. And one thing you got to remember about teaching a girl how to fish or a lady how to fish is they're in the long run, they're going to outfish you, and you're not going to be able to keep them out of the boat.
Oh, yeah, and they actually listen. They follow directions. Yeah. They listen.
For a while.
Until they're 13. Right?
Until they become teenagers.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but you enjoy that new little baby there. It's hard to beat them.
We sure are. You know, I was telling Tom, it's like a campfire. I just want to sit there and stare at her all the time. And it's the craziest thing, but pretty awesome. So,
well, Dan, you came up with a little preview of the event that was hard to beat, too. I'm fired up at what you told me, and I'm not going to steal your thunder here. Give us a little clue about what you heard going on in the banks or Mid-Channel Bank in particular and the weather forecast for next weekend's Olympic Peninsula Salmon Derby.
Well, hey, I'm really excited. First of all, our ticket sales are going great.
Good.
And the long-term forecast and the weather is looking decent. Maybe a little bit of rain on Friday, but it doesn't look like any wind. And good fishing report. The fishing actually picked up out at over Port Townsend here last weekend. There's bait around. Finally, they're starting to find some bait here and there. And they had a few killer whales over Port Townsend. And lo and behold, I actually live here on Discovery Bay on the water. And we had killer whales here in the bay for the first time in years.
They wouldn't be there if there wasn't some munchies in there for them.
That's true.
I hope they're eating sea lions.
They're eating seals and sea lions.
Unfortunately, those whales, they don't eat the furry pinnipeds that we wish they would eat.
I beg to differ with those.
They don't eat them much.
Which pod is it? Yeah. Well, here, there's a whole other
here
topic.
Here we go. Oh, yeah. We're going to get Larry Carpenter chiming in here. Yeah.
So what about the banks, Dan? Have you heard anything about the banks?
Well, Area 6, the bank areas are all in Area 6 for the most part. You got, Mid-Channel Bank over Area 9, Port Townsend. That's starting to show a little bit of fish there. Like I say, last weekend the fishing picked up, but all your other bank areas, Eastern, Coyote, and the Humps and the Winter Hole, Port Townsend area, that all opens up on the 16th.
I guess I was thinking Salmon Bank and Middle Bank, but that's a clear across the water from you, so you might not have got a report from clear over there. So,
What size are the fish, Dan, that are pulling out of there right now?
I've heard in the 16-17, a couple 16-17 pounders. So,
oh baby, let's go.
Yeah. Well, this year, the fish haven't been running that big. So you put a fish up that's 16-17-18 pounds. I mean, a 16.6 won the Roach Derby last weekend. And I tell you what, you get a fish like that in this derby, you're looking at $10,000 in cash. You're going to be real close. Last year, the winner was 18.9 pounds. Rob Schmidt from Squim pulled it out of Area 6. I see something similar to that happening this year. What do you think, Dan?
Well, yeah, Rob, he was fishing right out here between Discovery Bay and Squim Bay, right out where there used to be a green can out there, southwest corner of Protection Island, pull it out of there. And like John said earlier, hey, numerous years the winning fish have come right out here in Discovery Bay.
I'm fired up, man. I just can't wait. I've been so busy with show season and all this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I haven't, got a chance to get out and grind around out here. I am fired up. We're going to show up there on Friday. Of course, John Kaiser sitting right here next to me. You've got a salt patrol event, little rants demo you're doing right there in the harbor at Hudson Bay.
Yeah, we'll be there. We'll be demoing the boats Friday night. And anybody wants to come by, we'll definitely be talking fishing, too. So if you want some tips, I'm sure Dan's going to show up and we'll have a good time. And it's going to be that's definitely my favorite event. So
yeah, we've always appreciated the fact that John and the Salt Patrol and Lawrence have been a big sponsor of our derby and a promoter of our derby, and it's been appreciated. And it's always nice talking to John and all you guys. But we're looking forward to it. Our prize ladder is looking real good. I mean, I'm right at 40 prizes now and close to $26,000. And I'm just so excited. This year is going to be a real good derby, and thanks to you guys for coming over and fishing it, too.
Outside of us, how many other anglers do you expect to be in the derby? I mean, I'm hearing numbers like 1,500. Is that correct?
Well, I'd give my IT for to sell 1,500.
Well, a fisherman told me that, so I mean we can subtract, you know, divide by three, subtract two, and then we'll get the right number. So
I would give anything to sell close to 1,000 tickets, but you know, I never count my chickens before the eggs hatch because you never know.
Well, man, this year, Dan, good weather.
Yep.
And you got good fishing reports already. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's probably guys running a sport coat buy their tickets right now.
Yeah, I had three phone calls yesterday on guys buying tickets with questions on different situations with the tickets.
You can get tickets online at swainsinc.com. Go to the website, gardnersalmonderby.org. You can get them at Brian's Sporting Goods and Squim, Four Corners and Port Townsend, Fish and Hole in Townsend, Outdoor Emporium, Sport Co. and Fife, Swains and PA, Ted Sports Center up in Linwood. Just, you know, anywhere you shake a fishing rod, you can get tickets for this particular event. It's a three-day event, February 18th through the 20th. And Dan, you can fish all day Saturday, all day Sunday, and then the scale closes at noon on Monday?
Yeah, noon on Monday. Okay. Our ceremony, the presentation, all start at 2 o'clock over here at the Gardner Boat Ramp. Free chili and hamburger barbecue. Just a lot of fun.
Sounds like a kick in the pants. I look forward to being over there. And it was fun to meet you at the Sportsman Show there a couple weeks back, too, Dan. Thanks for joining us this morning. And
see you Friday, Dan.
We will see you next weekend for sure.
Yeah, like always, it's always a pleasure talking to all three of you. And the best of luck next week fishing. And I'm just hoping for a real good derby this year.
Well,
it'll happen.
We're fishing.
It's going to be a good one.
We're fishing for the Ava Ensley Scholarship Fund, you see. We're going to start a little college fund.
We already got college coaches calling the house.
You really?
Oh, yeah.
That's
good.
Nice.
All good.
Okay,
yeah.
That's early recruiting. I'm sure that's
she's already 21 inches long. She's well on her way, you know.
Right, I'm sure there's an NC2A violation in there somewhere, definitely. He's Dan Tatum. Check out the website, gardnersalmonderby.org. Dan, thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you next weekend.
Thanks, Dan.
Well, thanks much, you guys, and you guys have a real good day. And John, Tom, and Rob, we'll see you over here at the Derby.
Okay, buddy.
You bet, Dan.
Thank you
so much.
Bye.
Bye.
You know, that Derby is just fun. That's one of the few Derbies my wife fishes with me. Mm-hmm. She just enjoys it. So
that's
it's
cool.
Just great community up there.
Well, this is a great way to get your feet wet in the Eastern Straits.
Yep.
You know what I mean? And you know, last year it was during the summer season, Area 9, kind of a bit of a struggle at times. I mean, you know, you and I fished the Salmon Smackdown, and you really had to scratch around to find some fish. So if you're looking at eventually fishing the East Straits, man, everybody that's got a clue in that area is putting their best foot forward, and you got a great learning opportunity. Every single one of these derbies is a great opportunity to get out and get some waypoints on the old chart plotter.
Yeah, and this one, like I said, it's real friendly. It's like the first derby of the year, almost, you know, that everybody fishes, and everybody's just having a good time. It's fun.
Log on to GardnerSalmonDerby.org.